You're in tune to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM, as well as 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. It's just past 10:41 AM on this Tuesday, August 1st. It's already August. It's pretty crazy. But it's time for our Valley Talk program, and I've got a very special guest today. I've got Mark Eklund of the Oxcart Committee. Mark, how are you doing today?
Great, but it's already August. That means it's coming fast.
I know. It's, yeah, Oxcart days and all that stuff. And speaking of Oxcart days, we're continuing what we kind of started yesterday in some Oxcart days hype up week or couple of weeks before it starts up. And we decided to have you on because there's a really nice event that you're kind of helping out with and running, and it's the Taste of Crookston event. So why don't you let the listeners know kind of about what that event entails?
Well, it's the first event of Oxcart Days. It's on August 14th, that Monday, and it's from 5 to 7. And what you do is you buy tickets for $1 or 12 for $10, and there's going to be all kinds of different restaurants and service groups and churches that make a taste of something, and you just pay for each taste with one of your tickets and go around and try all the different things that we have.
Yeah, so each restaurant will bring like what they feel is their most noteworthy dish or whatever.
And right. Some of them switch it up every year and try different things. And so you just can maybe go around, check what everything is first, and then see what's there and then start buying.
So what are some of the examples that we've got so far?
So far, I got like, we have 10 of them so far. American Crystal's doing sugar beet cookies. Mm. Athena Stirs is doing pickles on a stick. Golden Link is doing a sugar cookie delight. Crookston Inn's doing a Cajun chicken slider. Happy Joe's is doing chocolate chip cookies or the apple dessert with ice cream on it. Minocqua's The Ranch is doing their chips and beer cheese. And Grand Theater's bringing popcorn with all kinds of different flavors that you can throw on them.
Yeah, wow, lots of good stuff.
And then there's other ones that just haven't given us what they're making yet, but they're in like the Eagles Auxiliary, the Eagles area, and the Irishman Shanty. So those are the ones we have so far, and we're looking for more.
I notice it's a lot of snacks.
Yeah.
And chips and popcorn, but I don't think anyone's going to complain about that, especially at an event like that. It's
right.
Good to gorge yourself when it's Oxcart days.
Pick your poison that day.
So yeah, you mentioned you are looking for more vendors.
Yep, we're hoping to get at least 15 to 18, hopefully. And so we're still looking, and we know like some of the restaurants are shorthanded, and we know some of the churches and clubs can't really make it because they're doing other things. But we do have volunteers that will serve it for you if you want to make something and still be in on it. So we have people that will do that.
Nice. So yeah, if you're listening and your business, you know, you want to get involved in the Taste of Crookston event, there's still a lot of spots open, so that's a very, very good thing. And you know, what do you think is kind of the goal of this event overall, other than just getting a taste of Crookston?
It's for some of them, it's like the ranch is something new that maybe people don't know about out at the golf course, so to get their name out there. Or if it's a church, maybe you're new to the town and you want to get out when your times are that you have your services. So your little section, you can do whatever you want with it. If you're a service group and you want someone to join your group, you can have your registrations or something there. So it helps all those places also.
Very nice, yeah. And you were telling me that this is the third year in a row that you're doing this, but it used to be a thing way back in the day. You want to
when we first started Oxcart Days, yes. Because I remember doing it out at the Ray Eklund Complex around the little house out there. So that was like a long time ago. And then we did it downtown behind City Hall also.
Nice, nice. And now you're back to it. And where is it?
It's at the Eagles.
Eagles, okay.
Yep.
And that's where it's been the last
three years. Yeah.
And that's probably where it's going to be in the future.
Yeah, it's a good spot for it. So
it's a great event sounding like to, you know, be a mainstay of Oxcart Days. Just, it seems like an event that is tailor-made for Oxcart Days. You know, it's a celebration of the community, and what better way to celebrate the community than with some of the great food offerings around town?
Yes.
Food is something that brings us all together, no matter what.
Yes, and like sometimes you better get there early, because they make it for like 100. So once it's gone, it's gone. Then you'll have to, at least there is other things to pick from. But
yeah,
if you're looking for something certain, you better get it right away. Because sometimes some of those things run out. So
what would you say are the more popular ones?
It's funny. Every year it's something different.
Something different?
Yeah.
That'll be fun. Definitely something to for a lot of people to check out. So, Taste of Crookston event, 5 to 7 p.m. on what day is it exactly?
The Monday, August 14th.
Yes. Yep. So Monday, August 14th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Golden Link Center.
No, Eagles.
Or Eagle Center. Sorry about that. So Eagle Center, 5 to 7 p.m. Monday, August 14th, first day of Oxcart Days. I know that since you're on the Oxford committee, you're also doing some other events. So you want to talk about some of those other events really quick?
I am. I started a new one this year called the Puzzle Contest, and I was hoping for 10 groups, and I've already got 9 of them taken. So if Ooh. You want to be in it, there's only one spot left. You'll need to contact me pretty quick. It's a group of 4 people. You have a 500-piece puzzle. The first one to get it done wins $100 and a 1,000-piece puzzle to take home with them. So, wow, and second place gets $50.
Nice.
And all you need is an Oxcart button to be in the contest. So we have one spot left for 4 people. So if there's someone that's interested, they should get a hold of me or check the Oxcart page and get the my email off there and email me right away. So.
Yeah, that should be fun. It's, you know, people think of puzzles as like a relaxing experience, but you put it into a competition form and all of a sudden it gets pretty stressful, but so it still seems like a fun time.
It's a first time thing, so we'll see how it goes, but it looks like it's going to do all right, so we'll probably have it back again.
For sure. Yeah, that's awesome. If you've already pretty much met your quota, like obviously you don't want to have too many people or that could get out of hand or too much competition, I guess. But
and if it goes good, we might do a kids division also and Ooh. Do a younger like a 300 piece puzzle or 200 piece puzzle for them to do, so
that might be something for next year. I think that is something that the community will be very interested. One spot left.
Yeah, so if you're thinking
about
it,
dash, but obviously I'm sure plenty of chances to be next year. Maybe in the future you could do like a tournament or something.
Yeah. Well, they started doing a puzzle contest I think out at Crookston Inn, so people I think have been practicing.
So they're prepared. They're ready to go pretty try hard there. But it's still going to be a fun event. But what else is going on?
Another thing that I do is called the Road Rally, and it's kind of a funny little event. It's like you get a group of people together, you go around town, and there's tasks. We have 20 tasks on there, and they're all worth so many points. So one would say maybe 600 points to do a humid pyramid in front of one of the ox carts in town. 7,000 points to kiss a cow. You know, it's got like all kinds of things. Find the ox cart symbol in one of the drive-up windows or something. You know, it's going to be something. Some of them you have to look for. Some of the things you have to do something at.
It's almost like a scavenger hunt.
Kind of, sort of, but all over town. And the one with the most points will win a gift certificate to Hong since they're sponsoring it. And then second place will get some. I think it's Happy Joe's. They'll get a coupon from there for their group to... So it's kind of fun. It's families can do it, students.
And is that like an all-day thing? Or
no,
is it like...
we do. When you check in, we give you the time that you have to be back by. So you get like, I think, an hour and a half to do as many as you can in an hour and a half. So you got to kind of plan it out, like where you are or what, you know.
And you give them like a list.
We give them the list and they can look through it and say, oh, we could do this at this place. So let's go there. Or, you know, so and it was kind of fun. We had a college team last year, and they said it was kind of fun because they got to know the town because they went around town and looked for things. So it was a kind of a fun event. So
yeah, that sounds like a unique event, if nothing else.
And then if you're late coming back, you get 500 points taken off for every minute. Ooh. So you got to make sure you get back in time. So we make little twists on it.
So if you're in a position where you're like, there's 5 minutes left, it's like, oh, do we? You know, we got risk
that. If we can kiss
this...
that cow, we probably are all right. But you know, So.
Yeah. You keep messing up the pyramid or something we gotta go.
It's fun to figure out the 20 things every year. We have different things every year, so.
Yeah, that's really cool. Pyramids and kissing cows. It's
So that was last year's, I think.
Silly
so.
Stuff, yeah. So. But that is pretty funny. But
so we got 20 new ones, so if you want to, and it starts at the Red Barn, and I think information on that is, you can see it on the Oxcart page, I believe. It's on Tuesday the 15th from 4:30 to 6:30. Okay. So you can check in anywhere from 4:30 to 5.
And of course you don't want to reveal any of the
get all the rules and stuff and then we hand them the thing let them go.
We'll
take a picture of the group so we know who's in the group.
That'll be very, very interesting and fun. So are there any other events that you're
And I also do grocery bingo. Hugo sponsors that and we have gift cards from anywhere from $25 to $75. And if you get a bingo, you grab a card out of a fishbowl, and whatever the prize mount is, that's what you win. And once you win, you can't win again. So we're trying to spread it out because we're going to do about hopefully 20 games.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens with that. So
obviously bingo is something that pretty much everyone can enjoy. So that'll be a fun event as well. And that'll be at Hugo's.
Yeah, no, we'll have it in the barn, in the Red Barn downtown.
Oh, I see.
So we'll play bingo right there and then in the barn there.
That should be.
That's, I think, the last event of the, I got the first and the last. So.
Oh, yeah, nice. So you kind of like
that's
sandwich
Sunday.
Or bookend the whole event. So that's kind of nice.
And then the last thing I do is the pizza eating contest from Happy Joe's. And so far I've got the two high school kids that are going to do it. There's going to be one girl and one guy going against a college girl and a guy. And we're going to just have a contest between the two and see who can
eat the most pizza.
And simple as that. 15 minutes. So they got
15 minutes. Wow. That should be fun. How much did the previous winner eat?
Well, he ate the whole large in like, I think it was 7 minutes.
Oh my goodness.
And then he's grabbed a piece from the other guy. So he's bragging.
That's funny. Well, so is it either most in 15 minutes or first to finish the pizza?
Right, or first to finish, yep. So he got it that year. Dang. And we're going to have a girl winner and a guy winner this year. So the girls will go against each other and the guys will go against each other.
Yeah, that's always a fun, unique event for sure. That's should be a lot of fun. And all these events sound like a lot of fun. Obviously, Oxcart Day is always a very anticipated community event, and that's why we're gonna have some people on and talk about all this stuff, and you're just another one.
Yeah, and it's so many more things, so there's lots of things. So
I know.
Yeah, and all it is $5 for a button, so to get into most of that, so
it's, you know, and it's like there's something for everyone, you know.
Yeah, every
obviously not everyone's gonna want to do a pizza eating contest, but hey, if
you might want to watch it, see?
Yeah, or do a puzzle, or maybe some people aren't into puzzles, but man, a scavenger hunt sounds pretty fun. So
a little bit of everything. Yep.
For sure. So as we kind of wrap up our chat here, is there any kind of last words that you kind of wanted to chat about?
Nah, I think that's it. I
think that's about it.
I'll be out at the Night to Night selling buttons. So if you need a button still, you can get one out there tonight. I'll be out there selling them. So.
Of course, Night to Unite is tonight, 4:30 p.m. It's going to be a great event as well. So that'll be a great place to get those Oxcart buttons. If you're already planning on being out there and you don't have a button, that should work very nice. So want to quickly recap all the events again?
So wrap up. The Taste of Crookston on Monday. Tuesday is the road rally. Wednesday is the puzzle contest. Saturday will be the pizza eating, and Sunday is the grocery bingo.
Nice. So,
almost got once something every day of the week.
Pretty much.
I don't want any more. This is enough.
Yeah. But all those events sound very, very fun. And I think the community is very excited to partake in them. So thank you very much, Mark Eklund, for coming on and chatting about all this great stuff.
You're welcome.
Have a good one, Mark. So that was your Valley Talk program on this Tuesday, August 1st.